Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Baby, it's time to ride the funk train. This is Funkmaster V with Wrestling with Ghosts and AsideParanormal.com. Babies, you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 3, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We're going to go ahead and talk about movies, TV, and read some fiction. If you want to get hold of the show, you can go ahead and go to Facebook.com, Aaron's Horror Show, or you can go to Twitter.com, Aaron Horror Show, or you can go ahead and send us an email at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com. You could also go ahead and support the show by going to patreon.com/Aaron Frail. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show. Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. You know, when I record these podcasts, I do them really far in advance, just to kind of give you an idea of how ahead of the game, I guess, I am, as far as recording goes. This one that you're listening to right now, I'm recording here in, you know, January, second week of January, so, you know, by the time it comes out, it's going to be well into the new year by the time you actually hear this. And for me, it's just, you know, I like to get them all done in kind of one big block. But then also, you know, if I end up recording, you know, a couple weeks in a row, because I'm just on a kick of recording, you know, I've watched a lot of things, and I just want to get my thoughts down, you know, before I forget what I was talking about. I'll give Aaron a big stack of them. So, you know, I think it's kind of funny. And the only reason I'm mentioning this is, you know, I want to apologize for the audio that you heard on the ones back in December. I just have listened to a couple of them now, and mainly that's because I was a traveling person for my job, and so, you know, one night the only time I had time to record for, you know, a month or something was in the middle, you know, when I was at a hotel, and, you know, with the the heater running or and whatnot. I could only do it in the hotel bathroom, so you know that was the only quiet place in the hotel. But obviously, it didn't really work out as far as audio quality was concerned. And you know, who knows how this one's going to turn out. It sounds fine when I've played back some tests, but you never know until you know you get the nice studio gear set up. I haven't got my studio set up yet. I just moved to our new house here in Billings, Montana. So we got a new place, and you know, it's a cool place. We love it, and yeah, you know. So you know more. You know, it's going to be more Orion for you today. And just a quick recap of what you just heard. You know, Orion is discovering more and more weird stuff with his life. So last chapter, Life 3, he found out that he was this really weird infinite jungle loop. So like he was just, you know, the jungle just went out infinitely in any direction, no matter how far he went. He always got back to the place where he was, and Stabby stabbed him shortly after. So yeah, weird stuff is happening with Orion. Let's kind of see what happens next with Life Infinity. Suicide wasn't impossible as an immortal. I tried every possible way to end my life, and all of them led me back to Stabby. I saved Grimwalt the trouble and lit my house on fire with both my father and me inside. In Life 3, I just waited 1 minute and 12 seconds. In Life 1, I got a little creative. I punched Aurelicus in the face and made eyes with one of his maidens. He found it in his heart to forgive me and put me on the front line anyway. I threw myself into the lake with the oak tree, crashed the helicopter, committed seppuku in front of barbarians, a strange sight for a Roman soldier. I created the See How Fast I Could Get Grimwald to Run Me Through game. My best times were always reciting Yo Mama jokes. He had severe mommy issues, I think. I tried to join the Viet Cong, became a suicide bomber, and even ate raw chicken. The last one was lame, but it illustrated the point. When regular suicide got boring, I started entertaining myself with creative suicide. Each time Stabby would roll his eyes and run me through. After my awful realization, he was eerily silent. To him, it wasn't a game. I didn't care. It was his job to finish me off. Why did it matter how many limbs I was missing by the time he got there? Finally, after creative suicide lost meaning, I was thrust into Life 2.15442. The princess stopped Grimwald from running me through. I squeezed out of Grimwald's grip and said, "Yeah, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at the tournament. All people are created equal. Blah, 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 blah." My father tied me to the attic, and I escaped like usual, and then I wandered into the woods. As soon as I got to the castle, I stopped and turned around. After walking for a few hours, I got to the castle again. Just like the jungle, the forest was infinite. I couldn't escape the next plot point of my life. However, I was sick of committing suicide and fighting. I didn't want to be part of it anymore. So I went to my spot by the oak tree near the lake and sat down. The air was fresh and crisp. A bird chirped in the distance. The waves lapped against the shore. The trees swayed in the wind. It was peaceful. So I decided to stay. I didn't know how long I waited by the lake. There was no night and day, feeling of hunger, or even need to sleep or use the bathroom. I mean, I could sleep. I just didn't need to sleep. Even the sounds of the forest were random enough not to denote any sense of time. I could have been in the spot for years, for all I knew. Without a father to drag me home and Grimwald in the city, there was nothing to drive me forward. At one point, I decided to see if birds were stuck in the same infinite loop by counting their bird calls. I wanted to see if there's any repeating patterns. If the sounds of the forest were on a circuit, then I could at least figure out the passage of time. There was no discernible pattern. The birds chirping and the trees rustling and even the fish sloshing in the lake were entirely random. Sometimes an ant or another bug would crawl by, but it was never the same one. The animals that stopped to check me out never did the same thing twice. The clouds drifted by, it never rained or grew dark, the sun never appeared, but it was broad daylight. I figured Stabby would get bored and find me, but he never did. so I stayed even longer. For the record, I didn't stop thinking about Princess. I just lost any will to pursue her. No matter how many times she smiled at me during the tournament, I would always be impossibly distant from her. There was always some quest or goal between us in every life. If it had been a simple matter of asking her on a date, I would have done it already. In fact, I had tried several times in many different lights to ask her out. In life two, all my attempts at flirtation ended with, "I'll see you at the tournament tomorrow." In life 522, it was a strange life where I was trapped in a mansion and, you know, Princess was in the same group. We always got about 5 minutes of conversation before she was kidnapped, and I had to save her. While it was 5 minutes more than I ever got to spend with her in my other lives, there still wasn't enough time to get to know her. All I got to know about her were, like, the mundane aspects of her personality. She was a school teacher from Wisconsin, she didn't like cherries on her ice cream, she had an invitation to the mansion that was similar to the one that I had. At first, it was exhilarating to have conversation with her, but after a while, I realized I was missing any sort of progression in our relationship. I had no idea what her face looked like when she was mad. I'd never seen her frustrated or even truly happy. I couldn't tell her a joke and know what she felt about it. I never heard her laugh enough to know what kind of laugh she was using. Was it a nervous laugh, a placating laugh, or was it a genuine appreciation of the humor, you know, in the situation? I didn't know her well enough to tell. The point was that there was a significant gap between pursuing a person and being with that person. I was always trapped in the pursuit and never got to see what the other side was like. I didn't know if we'd end up liking each other. Whoever said it was a thrill of the hunt that mattered was full of shit. However, none of my frustrations prevented me from thinking about her. I could only distract myself with clouds, trees, forest critters for a short amount of time before she popped back into my brain. I could hear her laugh, hear her voice. When I closed my eyes, I could see her face. She burned within me, and I wanted to do nothing more than continue the quest, but when reality would sink in, I was in an endless loop. There would always be more nights. That jungle went on forever, and I was fighting battles that could never be won. So I sat and watched the clouds roll by. Even though I was in life two, I didn't consider this moment in my history a life. It was a holding pattern, a void. I didn't know how long I spent in the forest. It could have very well been the amount of time it took for the sun to expand into a red giant and engulf the earth. But everything ends, and this time I knew how to end it. I stood up, brushed myself off, then I continued towards the castle. All right. Stay tuned for more Orion. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, check out some of the other cool stuff on the Real Paranormal Activity Network. I hope this time Mr. John Patrick Jones is back on the air. And you, of course, got Terry and Aaron and, you know, all the other shows, video shows. And yeah, we got some good stuff. So, and, you know, you got an app too. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.